possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Today on Classic City Science, we have Professor J. Marshall Shepard, Director of UGA's Atmospheric Sciences Program, Georgia Athletic Association Distinguished Professor of Geography and Atmospheric Sciences, host of Weather Geeks on the Weather Channel, a weather and climate contributor at Forbes. He was the former president of the American Meteorological Society and recently was awarded the American Geophysical Union 2019 Climate Communications Prize. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Shepard.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we're at the beginning of this year's hurricane season, so I wanted to take this opportunity to ask a preeminent atmospheric scientist who studies extreme weather and climate events to connect the dots for us. So, what is our current changing climate doing to hurricane season, especially for us here in the Southeast?
Well, it's a nuanced question. I think this is a question that gets used and abused quite a bit. So hopefully I can try to shed some light on it. So, the hurricane season actually starts in June, but we peak in September. And as we've seen with Dorian, it's not weird to have hurricanes in September. We certainly get them. But there is scientific literature that suggests that we will see a new generation of hurricanes going forward in intensity. Often I get the question, is that hurricane caused by climate change? Or are we seeing more hurricanes? What the scientific literature suggests is that we may not see more hurricanes and typhoons. They're all the same type of storm. But when we do, they're going to likely be stronger on average. And I think that's one of the things that's bearing out. We're seeing more rapidly intensifying storms as well. And there's scientific evidence and literature that suggests that hurricanes may slow down as they reach the coast. And we certainly have seen that recently with Hurricane Dorian, Harvey, and Florence.
Yeah, I mean, Hurricane Harvey just sat over Houston and dumped quite a bit of water, and we just recently saw Dorian over the Bahamas do the same thing. Something I've also heard is that the increase in sea level leads the storm surge to have a larger effect on different low-lying areas.
Well, that's a no-brainer. That's happening. That's not something that we have to talk about that's going to happen.
Sure.
Hurricanes like Dorian, Sandy, Harvey, Florence, Michael last year in 2018 are pushing more water to the shore when they come in and make landfalls. You don't even need a hurricane. Frankly, there are situations now where on sunny days, coastal areas are flooding because of sea level rise. And you now throw a hurricane on top of that, it just certainly exacerbates the situation for our coastal residents.
Yeah, I've heard of the sunny day flooding in Miami and they have to pump the water out.
I mean, absolutely.
It's quite an expense.
Same thing happening in some of our naval installations in Norfolk and Jacksonville and communities along the Georgia coast, et cetera. So, when a storm like Dorian is, as we're taping this, it's incrementing up, it's inching up the coast, it's shoving more water into the Carolinas and Virginia than the same storm would have 100 years ago. That's just a no-brainer. That's not debatable.
Sure. It's really quite incredible that every one of those storms that you've just mentioned is either a Category 4 or Category 5. Am I right in thinking that we really didn't have this many Category 4 and 5 hurricanes just in the past 100 years?
Yeah, we've certainly had Cat 4 and Cat 5 storms. I think the studies will sort of determine whether we're in a period of more of them, but it certainly is consistent with what the scientific literature says about more intense storms or more rapidly intensifying storms. One of the things that really has caught my eye about the recent hurricane season storms like Maria and Michael last year, Maria the year before that, is this idea of rapid intensification.
Sure.
The waters are so warm. There's so much ocean heat content. You often hear us talk about the fuel supply for hurricanes being warm water, but what I look for is actually warm, deep water. So it's not just warm at the surface, but it's a few levels down as well, because when these hurricanes come along, they can churn up cold water, but if there's warm, deep water, it has enough sustenance to keep itself going. In fact, there's some really interesting research by colleagues at University of Georgia's Skidaway Institute for Oceanography, where they're sending these drones down into the ocean water, these robotic drones, to sort of measure some of those deep water temperatures to help support hurricane forecasting. So what I like to do as a scientist is I take a holistic look, because I don't just focus on hurricanes. I look at the typhoons and cyclones around the globe too, because they're the same type of storm. They just have a different name. And so we certainly see evidence of an uptick in sort of these really strong typhoons and hurricanes and cyclones. But to say that conclusively, I need to see a bit more of the studies, but it's certainly consistent with what we would expect to happen.
Sure. To what you were saying about deep, warm water intensifying hurricanes, I've heard from a colleague of yours, Catherine Hayhoe, that really over 90% of the warming we've experienced since the Industrial Revolution has happened in the ocean,
yeah,
or has been absorbed by the ocean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. And of course, that breeds more rapidly intensifying hurricanes.
Well, I tell people, I was just telling a reporter before we walked in that, and most of the global warming is in the ocean. We hear about all of the discussion and debate about the 10% or so in the atmosphere, but the oceans are really warming, and that affects hurricanes, it affects ocean currents, it affects sort of long-term weather patterns as well. So all of that heat in the ocean, it's going to eventually find its way back to the atmosphere through weather.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for being here to connect the dots for us on how hurricanes are impacted by our changing climate.
Thank you.
Today we've been speaking to Professor J. Marshall Shepard, Director of UGA's Atmospheric Sciences Program and Georgia Athletic Association Distinguished Professor of Geography and Atmospheric Sciences. For WGA, I'm Kodiak Sauer.